Good evening, truckers everywhere, and welcome to a little bit of a chaotic show from Hutton Orbital. We've lost our chafing this week, as he's absconded with the tech monkey and gone on a tour of local night spots in the Sol area. We have the emergency producer on board tonight. He's concentrating hard, but for those of you who aren't looking through the glass from the green room, Mike's the one waving. As ever, I can't do this alone, so we've drafted our emergency mechanical reader. Good evening, Homer.
Give me your trench.
I've got a bad feeling about this. Homer, do you want to take the first headline?
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Well, it looks like Mike Oxlong's next. Take it away, Mike.
Bounty confusion as Archon Fury tweaks Tigger's tail.
Faster docking disaster upsets Dockmaster.
Major software update to rock the galaxy.
Betamax shame after Hasrez game goes horribly wrong. Archon Delane fan and small ship combat maestro Archon Fury arrived at Hutton Orbital yesterday proudly carrying a data stick containing the bounty proof on what on the face of it was a dastardly criminal wanted throughout Hutton space. In the course of his power play duties, nope, we don't know what that's all about either, but we think it's a bit like a game of Mario where you have to rescue the princess and take lots of mushrooms. The Fury had interdicted a foreign power representative, scanned them and discovered a whopping bounty of just short of 800,000 credits issued by Lael Wolf's office. Eager to assist both his scary albino dreadlock-wearing boss and get into Lael's good books, the order in which he opened fire and scanned is actually currently under investigation. Our emergency tin can, Homer, has a recording from the data stick. Are you there? What warnings did the Fury issue before opening fire?
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
That sounded fairly final. The totally unarmed Type 10 mission ship, designation and cargo unknown, was blown into itty-bitty little bits in very short order, and Commander Fury pointed his ship in the direction of Hutton Orbital to hand-deliver the bounty to our progenitor, along with a bunch of roses and a signed photo of the Archon. Delane, that is. Not himself. Unfortunately, it turns out that the destroyed ship belonged to a pilot who was formerly one of our own, a Commander Sleeping Tiger, known in his Hutton days as Tigger, and had been accumulated in Wolf 25 doing Lael's bidding under a letter of marque. Someone had forgotten to tell local authorities that Tigger was allowed to bounce around the system and blow the bejeepers out of Hudson-aligned ships. No, we don't know who Hudson is either. We thought it was a river. And on behalf of someone called Arissa, an old roommate of Lael's from her student days. Having locked the offending bureaucrats in Cubicle 3 for punishment duty, Lael honoured the bounty, thanking the Fury and sending him on his way with an autographed mug. There is no word whether she accepted the flowers from the Archon. Furthermore, she has confirmed that indulgences are available to buy at the Hutton gift shop on Tuesday, and Tuesday only, for any pilots who may also have carried out dubious activities on behalf of Hutton.
Alvin was dispatched this week with an apology on behalf of Hutton for docking damages caused to Jameson Memorial, home of the Pilots Federation and the shiniest showroom ship room. The shiniest ship showroom this side of Shinrata, with 10% discounts on everything. Commander Claire Helen, galactic pacifist and utter trucker nutter, had misjudged the size of the rear end of her Beluga when attempting to squeeze through the docking slot, managed to get it wedged in the toast rack, trapping a passing Viper, three Type 7s and an Anaconda in the process. The station's automated guns counted down their timer, taking out first the wedged ships, much to their pilot surprise, and then attempting to unjam the big Beluga using a combination of laser fire and huge explosions. Commander Claire Helen has subsequently been offered a great deal on an orange sidewinder by the second-hand station showroom. Homer, do you have in your rusty innards a transcript of the Commander's final words when she was asked to untangle her whale's tail from the station's rails?
Bite my shiny metal ass.
Okay, thank you, Homer.
There was excitement this week as a major ship system update, launch date, was finally announced, bringing a wealth of changes to Commander's ships. This improvement has been long awaited. Developers have pored over the code for months, writing, rewriting, and refining every aspect of your vessel. Yes, we're talking about the Hutton Helper, which has been updated to include cockpit integration to tell you exactly what you've been up to, in case you've forgotten. It also has severed links with the Galactic Data Feed, relying now entirely on data from Hutton Commanders for influence feeds for the Hot Pit team.
In a week littered with mistakes, many of them my own, Lael Wolf was forced to summon one Commander Bittermax to her offices for a stern telling off. He was instructed to bring a mop, bucket, a dose of heavy antibiotics, and a barrel of Febreze with him, as it was very likely he'd be in on extended plumbing duties. In a gung-ho, tally-ho fireworks show, the overeager combat pilot had managed to target and nearly destroy Hutton Trucker of long-standing Titus Balls. After the close encounter, he is considering renaming himself to Twitching Sphincter. Homer, do you have an opinion on the terms of events?
I have detailed files on human anatomy.
Thank you, Homer. I'm sure they'll help you tell the difference between your arse and your elbow on the next broadcast.
Well, that's it from me.
And that's also more than enough from me. Thank you, Homer.